And here we are, possibly the most critical section of any presentation. The reason we do everything we do. Business value. It's not enough to simply talk about what we do. We need to put it back into context of why. The so what aspect. It's not just about the details. It's about showing why those details matter. This is critical. No matter whether you're presenting to technical experts or decision makers. That's because technical data becomes meaningful only when you connect it to a bigger picture. Whether that's cost savings, efficiency improvements, or improved safety outcomes. The key is to tailor your explanation to your audience so they can clearly understand why the information matters and how it affects them.
The proposed upgrade is projected to reduce energy consumption by 25%, resulting in significant cost savings over the next fiscal year.
This upgrade could cut energy use by 25%, saving us a lot of money in the next year.
If we make this change, we're looking at using 25% less energy and saving a lot of cash along the way.
Now that you've heard how the same impact can be discussed at different levels of formality, let's practice together. I'll say a number of phrases slowly, and you can repeat each one after me. Focus on clarity and delivery. You don't want this message to get lost. This adjustment will enhance operational efficiency by 30%, reducing downtime significantly. Our analysis indicates a 15% improvement in system reliability following this implementation. The safety upgrades are expected to mitigate potential risks, ensuring compliance with industry standards. Making this change should boost efficiency by 30%. Which will cut downtime a lot. We're seeing about a 15% improvement in reliability with this new system. The safety improvements should reduce risks and help us meet the standards. This tweak should make things run 30% better, so that there's way less downtime. We're looking at a solid 15% jump in reliability with this setup. The safety fixes will cut risks and keep us on track with what's required. And that wraps up Module 3. There's just one more to go, and that's all about audience engagement. I understand if audience engagement is something you don't feel that you want to encourage right now, but it's the difference between awesome presentations or just okay ones.